Hello and welcome to my show, Quantum Living, a Hack to Happiness and Success. I'm your host, Anna Anderson. I am a personal coach, intuitive counselor, theta meditation teacher, trainer, writer, and media producer based in beautiful Melbourne, Australia. Through my quantum living work, I help people become more empowered, more self-aware, and have tools and strategies to change whatever is not working for them in their lives. You can find out more about my coaching program and contact me through my website at quantumliving.com.au. In this podcast, you will find information, inspirations, tips, hacks, and insights on how to live a happy and fulfilling life in sync with the universe at the intersection of science and spirituality. A unique and mysterious dimension I call quantum living, where you can create your world and manifest your reality from within. Knowing and applying the principles of quantum living is a foolproof and elegant hack to happiness, fulfillment, abundance, and success. Curious? Okay, let's begin. Good morning, good evening, wherever you are, across the world and the universe. Thank you for tuning in. Throughout my life coaching practice over the years, one of the most frequent issues to address and questions to answer I've been hearing from people is, where's my mojo? The search for our purpose, our life task, the reason why we are here, which gives us the drive and motivation to get up every morning and go, 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 is on the increase. But why? What does it mean? It means that we are becoming less connected to our higher self, and in the growing noise of what we should, could, need, must, and have to have, do, and be, in this order, we are losing the connection with our true self. Who am I? Is the question we prefer to leave to the philosophers, rather than to experience the discomfort of separation from our true path. So today I'd like to talk about the mojo. What is it? How we can tell whether we are living our mojo or not, and why is it so important? And of course, how can we find it? There are many shades of the mojo definition, but usually when someone says, I've lost my mojo, they mean, I've lost my zest for life, my direction, my drive. It's not about having a bad day. It's much more than that. In my world, mojo is the essence of who you are, your soul's fingerprint, the answer to who am I, why am I here? It is the undercurrent of your destiny. Once you have reconnected with it, you are on your true path. So let's unpack further what is mojo, as the more we understand all about it, the easier it will be to find it and reconnect with it. I like to think of the mojo as the soul's signature on your life's contract. This is what I'm here to do. And so it is important that we do our best to fulfill our contractual obligation with life. Here are the key characteristics of your mojo. It gives you the meaning and purpose in life. It is an activity or pursuit in service to others. Why? Because this is the urge of your soul, and the soul knows that we can be truly fulfilled only through service to others. It is an activity or pursuit that fills and overflows your heart with joy, as at that moment, your connection with your soul is very strong. In fact, your higher self takes over the reins from your ego, and what you are doing in that moment is from the heart. When you are your mojo, you lose yourself in it. Time doesn't exist. You can be literally doing your mojo work without food or rest for many hours. Your mojo is not necessarily your career or the source of income. Now, that's important. Think volunteer work, or those books you write in your spare time, or being a parent for your children when all you can think of is to be with your children as this lights up your soul, and you still have your job to go to. You can have more than one mojo. Two or even three mojos are fairly common, or more. This often happens with mature and impatient souls that want to cram as much growth into one incarnation as possible. Your mojo doesn't always come on a silver platter. It quite often creates challenges and obstacles on your path that force you to develop and grow, as you need to step up to be ready for your mojo. It highlights your strengths, your skills and talents, but it also highlights your weaknesses, which you need to address. And it may also require some practical upskilling and training, of course. If you find that your mojo is about something very different to what you are currently having in your life, it doesn't mean you must quit your job, leave your partner, sell the house, and abandon your children. Relax. There are ways and means to incorporate your mojo into your life in the best interest of everyone in it. Now, how can you tell whether you are living your mojo or not? Let's have a look at some clues. When you are not living your mojo, you may feel empty, unfulfilled, disconnected from your true destiny. Something is missing in your life and you just can't put a finger on it. You may feel like dying inside or like bursting with some potent energy that has nowhere to go. You may feel unmotivated, just going through the motions of your daily routine. This state also often creates depression with no apparent cause and a chronic state of unhappiness. Now, how do you know that you are on your mojo path? You live on purpose. Your life has meaning, and you know your life task. Regardless of your living conditions and circumstances, you are completely fulfilled and at peace. The word sacrifice is not in your vocabulary. Think of Mother Teresa. She was doing her life's work day and night and didn't care about money or possessions. Think of the volunteer firefighters, Médecins Sans Frontières, Volunteer State Emergency Service. These people literally risk their lives to live their mojo and fulfill their soul for no monetary reward. You feel connected with your soul, your higher self, the Creator, and the universe. You are fulfilled and happy, a natural state when you are nourishing your heart and soul through service to others. Many spiritual teachers agree that we can only create happiness from within. But so far, no one could tell exactly how to create it. At least, I haven't heard a practical and 100% effective strategy one could apply to achieve that. And I believe that I have found it. Happiness is a natural state of being we have once we are connected with our mojo and are living it every day. There is nothing more important for our soul than that. So, how can you find your mojo? There are several angles and approaches and things to consider. Think of them as clues, like my favorite Sherlock Holmes would say. Look at your natural abilities, talents, gifts, inclinations and urges, including those that have been suppressed for a long time. Ask your heart. Why? Your heart knows it all. It is the seat of your feelings and emotions, your connection to your higher self. Before your conscious analytical mind processes the question with judgment and calculation, whether this is right or wrong, can or cannot be done, your heart already knows. And we will do this exercise in a moment in a coaching meeting. Is there something you can completely lose yourself in? Like a child with no concern for rest or food. This is your zone, where time doesn't exist, a place where you belong. like a fish in water. And the opposite? What is that creates deep pain in your heart when it is removed from your life, when you are not allowed to do it or you suppress it? You feel like you are dying inside. And finally, look at the key soul archetypes and notice which one resonates with you. We will talk about it in part 2 of this episode. You might also decide to test or try on some activities based on your main areas of interest. For example, if you like helping people, individuals, you could try emergency services, counseling, teaching, working with children, mentoring young people, write a blog with information and advice, help disabled or elderly people, be a wedding celebrant, share your knowledge and skills free of charge or for a fee. If your interest is in supporting humanitarian, social justice and global causes, you could try fundraising, volunteer training, volunteering in aged care, justice of the peace, charity work, working with animals, or start a not-for-profit organization focused on your particular interest. If you would like to explore your artistic expression, take those painting or sculpture classes, teach drawing, learn to play an instrument or sing, pick up a craft and start a home business selling on Etsy and at those flea markets. Are you drawn to healing? Learn and teach massage, yoga, alternative therapies, meditation, energy healing. There are so many opportunities. And if you have strong leadership qualities and drive, and like changing the status quo, start something new. Seek nomination to the local council. Become a community leader. Write opinion pieces. Invent something useful or write a how-to book. When you grasp the essence of your mojo, you will be able to express it in many different ways. And now, your coaching mini. I now would like to share with you a very simple yet powerful hack to finding your mojo. Remember, the simplest techniques are the most powerful ones, so don't underestimate their effectiveness. When we work at the threshold between the conscious and unconscious mind, the energies we are dealing with are very subtle. Often a single word with its specific vibration is enough to trigger a forgotten memory, buried emotion, or a profound insight straight from your soul. For this activity, you might want to have a pen and paper handy. And please do it only when you are not driving. So, if you can, gently close your eyes. Focus on your heart and imagine that you are breathing through your heart. Now imagine that you are inside your heart. Feel its beat, its warm, loving energy. Your heart is the connection to your soul. In a moment, you will ask your heart 3 questions, one by one. After each question, listen for the answer. It could be a word, a feeling, an image, a sound. Notice what's coming through, even if initially it makes no sense to you. Once you've got it, you will open your eyes and write it down. Then close your eyes for the second question, repeat the process, then for the third question, the same. Okay, first question. What is my greatest passion, my deepest yearning, in which I could completely lose myself like a child? If I could do anything I want, what would it be? I'll repeat. What is my greatest passion, my deepest yearning, in which I could completely lose myself like a child? If I could do anything I want, what would it be? Note the answer. The first thing that comes into your mind. Don't question it, don't analyze it, don't judge it. Just write it down. Close your eyes, go back into your heart. Second question. If I knew I had only 3 months to live, what would I spend this time on? something that would completely fulfill my soul and be my greatest gift to others, my greatest legacy. What would it be? I'll repeat. If I knew I had only 3 months to live, what would I spend this time on? Something that would completely fulfill my soul and be my greatest gift to others, my greatest legacy. What would it be? Note the answer. The first thing that comes to your mind. Don't question it, don't analyze, don't judge. Just write it down. Close your eyes, go back into your heart. Third question. Who am I? Who am I? Note the answer. The first thing that comes to your mind. Write it down. Now look at your 3 answers. How do you feel about them? Do you see any correlation, or are they totally unrelated? Is there a pattern? Any clues or insights? If you were doing this activity in a coaching session with me, I would now give you a homework to do, to spend some time reflecting on these answers, as further insights and clarifications may still come to you. The final question to ask yourself is, when and how did I miss my mojo or lost its path, and why? Was it to please my parents, who didn't believe that being an artist would give me a sustainable income to pay my bills? Or was it when I gave in to the social and peer pressure not to stand out in a crowd, at school or in a workplace, as a leader, a visionary, someone driven by the higher purpose beyond the mediocre, you know, the tall poppy syndrome? Or was it when I lost faith in my healing or teaching abilities because of the challenges and obstacles and constant pushbacks I've had on this pathway from the start? Or because when I was 10, someone said that I am not good enough to live my dreams, and I believed them and have believed ever since? To reconnect with and own your mojo is to own your life, and it's never too late. In part 2 of this episode, I will share with you my model of the 7 soul archetypes, the final clue in our Sherlock Holmes strategy. You can tell I love Sherlock Holmes. And I will also take you through a powerful guided meditation that will help you find your mojo. So, stay tuned. That's all for today, folks. If you like this episode, please share it with others. And if you haven't done so already, subscribe to the show on iTunes or on my website. And if you really love it, please post a review on iTunes to encourage others to listen to it. For details about my Quantum Living coaching program, please visit my website at quantumliving.com.au. You will also find there more information about this episode in the show notes. I'm your host, Anna Anderson. Thank you for listening. Until next time, be well.